Okay, so I've got some verse. I went through Proverbs and put some verses in my gallery here. And so as I read these verses, just see what you think. And some of them you might say, well, in this society, it's upside down, but you have to trust the word. You don't have, you go by what God says in his word, not by society. I know it looks dark in society, but if you trust God and go by his word, he will turn this thing around. So I'm just going to read some verses. And this is in Proverbs. The Bible says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayers of the righteous. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live." That's talking about bribery. "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loveth him that follow after righteousness. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury." There's a lot of people out there talk a big talk, but they don't get anything done. "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. The simple or the foolish believe every word, but the wise man looks well to his going." In other words, just because somebody says something don't mean you necessarily have to believe it. But the simple, they just believe. They believe the news, they believe the media, they believe the neighbor, they believe everything that somebody says without using reason, you know. "Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge." If you see somebody who has no knowledge, walk away. The Bible talks about whether you argue life with a foolish man, there's no rest. Walk away from him. If it's a fool, walk away. You waste it. It doesn't matter if you laugh or argue with them. It's a waste of time. "A scorner seeketh wisdom and finds it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that hath understanding. Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman plucketh it down with her own hands." In other words, a wise woman is going to build up her house, but a foolish woman who's contentious, and the Bible talks about it's better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman. But a woman who's not building her house, I'm talking about a married woman, I'm talking about somebody living in, but a wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands. In other words, with her running the streets and gossip and backbiting and causing trouble and drama and speaking things she ought not, she's tearing the house down. "He that spareth his rod hates his son, but he that loves him chasteneth him betimes." In other words, if you spank your child, you deliver their soul from hell. There is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing, and there is that maketh himself poor, yet has great riches." You can interpret that many ways, but this is a proverb, and I interpret it this way. The rich man, it's hard for them to find the kingdom of God, but the poor man, he can find salvation because it's not about stuff. It's about setting affections above. A righteous man hates lying, but the wicked man is loathsome and comes to shame. See, lying is a fake reality. If a person is a chronic liar, they're in fake reality. They're living in delusions because lies are not even real. And so the more they lie to other people, the more they lie to themselves, and they start to believe their own lies. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces him. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. In other words, they chase after. They try to flatter to get in. Their character is ridiculously terrible, but they chase after to try to usurp and vampire off of somebody else. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. The wicked, their own lips, they destroy their self. They destroy their self. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. I learned that lesson when I was like a teenager. I had an uncle who would say, come help us do some work. I'd help him work all day. Well, I can't pay you today. I'll pay you tomorrow or next week. And you don't even know I quit. You know, I worked with a painter one time, in the summer. He said, well, I'll pay you next week. I learned a big lesson not to follow after vain people, not to work for vain people. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is rottenness in his bones. That's like a tequila right there. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Let's read that again. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inherit the earth. Excuse me. The righteous shall never be moved, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. They're not going to inhabit the earth. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The fear of the wicked will come upon them, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his goings. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. They don't even know what they're stumbling at. They contradict themselves. Don't even know why. That's a few proverbs that I thought caught my attention, thought were interesting.